先让我们来看圣经里面几处的经文。
Let's first turn to several places in Scripture.
第一是在以弗所书第五章第十九节到二十节。
First is in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 19 to 20.
新約聖經以弗所書第五章第十九節到二十節。
In the New Testament, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 19 to 20.
五章第十九節，當用詩章、頌詞、靈歌彼此對錯，口唱心和地讚美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节。
And then 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
五章十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
5:18 Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
最后腓立比书第四章第六跟第七节。
Finally, Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7.
第四章第六到第七节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，并在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
来临的星期四是感恩节。
This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving.
感恩节有好几百年的历史。
Thanksgiving has several hundred years of history.
那么第一个感恩节是在1621年12月13号。
And the first Thanksgiving is was 1621.
也就是这个 Pilgrim Father 抵达美国三年之后的时候。
It was three years after the Pilgrim Father came.
那么这些从英国到来的基督徒。
These Christians who came from England.
有百多个人。
There's 100 plus people.
他们抵达这个美国的麻省。
They came to Massachusetts.
因为这个恶劣和的环境和寒冷的冬天。
Because of the severe environment and the cold winter.
不少的人死去。
Many passed away.
只剩下一半的人。
Only half of the people remained.
当时这些人得到这个印第安人的协助。
And at that time, the people were aided by the Native Americans.
直到他们后来有好的丰收。
So that they had a good crop.
保住了他们的生命。
And it sustained their lives.
他们看到神把这个美地赐给他们。
They saw that God has given them this wonderful land.
使到他们能够在这个地方来自由的敬拜。
So that they can worship in freedom.
而且在这个地方有这个农作物的有好的丰收。
And that they have good agricultural products.
那么以致使到他们向神感谢。
Therefore they gave thanks to God.
感恩节的来源可说是从那个时候开始。
So we could say that Thanksgiving came from that time.
什么是感恩？
What is giving thanks?
那么圣经对感恩有什么教导？
And what kind of teaching does Scripture have towards giving thanks?
刚才我们看那几节经文。
The verses that we just looked at.
当用诗章、 颂词灵歌彼此对错，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后说凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And then it says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这两处经文讲到基督徒要成为一个感恩的人。
These two passages speak of Christians ought to be thankful people.
并且要常常感恩。
And we should give thanks in all circumstances.
那么请注意这两处经文两个要词。
And so please note these two key phrases.
就是常常跟凡事。
Always and in all circumstances.
这两处经文教导我们不只在感恩节的时候才感恩。
So these two passages teach us that not only do we give thanks during Thanksgiving,
无论在什么时候,
but no matter what the circumstances,
无论遇到什么的事情,
no matter what's happening,
都要感恩。
You must give thanks.
这个就是圣经的教导。
And this is biblical teaching.
然后我们看到这节经文讲到，当用诗词、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Here it says, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们看到这两节经文的时候，我们可能会想到，可能是在教会唱诗歌赞美主这样。
So as we read these two verses, maybe we think about it's a time when we come together to worship God and sing praises.
其实不是。
In actuality, that's not true.
我们圣经在这里是讲到我们的心态，我们的态度。
Here, Scripture is talking about our attitudes.
那么这两节经文讲到基督徒应该有那种感恩的态度。
So here it speaks of Christians ought to have a thankful attitude.
态度有两种罢了。
There's two types of attitudes.
一个就是好的态度。
You have a good attitude.
一个就是坏的态度。
Or a bad attitude.
所以只有两种态度。
Only two attitudes.
那么感恩的心跟良好的态度是联合在一起。
And a thankful heart is connected with a good attitude.
不会感恩的人不会有良好的态度。
Those who do not know how to give thanks do not have good attitudes.
为什么一个人不会感恩？
Why is a person unable to give thanks?
那么原因至少有三个原因。
There are at least three reasons.
那么第一个原因就是骄傲。
First is pride.
一个骄傲的人是一个不会感恩的人。
A prideful person is one who does not know how to give thanks.
那么他认为自己的成就是自己得来的。
He thinks that all his accomplishments came from himself.
如果一个人认为他所得来的不是从神而来，
If a person does not believe that what he has came from God,
他怎么会向神感恩？
How could he give thanks to God?
那第二个原因是抱怨。
The second reason is complaining.
一个经常抱怨的人是一个不会感恩的人。
A person who complains a lot is a person who does not know how to give thanks.
以前某一个同事，
I had a coworker in the past.
每次见到他，他都抱怨。
Every time I see him, he's complaining about something.
就是对这个不满。
If it's not this thing,
对那个不满。
It's that.
好像觉得全世界欠他的。
It feels like though he thinks the world owes him.
那么以色列人在旷野就是一个典型的例子。
And the Israelites, while they were in the wandering in the desert, they were a typical example.
他们经常抱怨。
They complained often.
他们埋怨神说，为什么把他们从埃及地领出来？
They grumbled against God. Why did He lead us out of Egypt?
如果你读旧约圣经的话，你发觉到以色列人是一个埋怨的一群。
And if you read the Old Testament, you realize that the Israelites were a bunch of grumblers.
那么直到神必须要惩罚他们。
To the point that God had to discipline them.
第三，一个不会感恩的人是一个活在福中不知福的人。
And a person who doesn't know how to give thanks is a person who lives in blessing yet does not know that.
那么路加福音第十七章讲到耶稣基督到加利利的地方去，他经过耶路撒冷。
And Luke 17 speaks of when Jesus was going to Galilee, he passed through Jerusalem.
那么有一天，耶稣往这个耶路撒冷去。
And one day, Jesus was heading towards Jerusalem.
那么他进入一个村子里面。
He entered a village.
有十个长大麻风的前来求耶稣医治他们。
And there were 10 lepers who came to Jesus asked for healing.
那么这十个长大麻风的人都得到耶稣基督的医治。
All 10 lepers were healed by God.
在这里讲到内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声荣耀归于神，又匍匐在耶稣的脚前感谢他。这个人是撒玛利亚。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan.
得到医治的人，只有一个人回来向耶稣感谢。
Of all those who were healed, only one came back to give thanks to God.
其他的人都不见了。
The rest disappeared.
世上有不少这样的人。
In this world, we have many people like that.
活在福中不知福的人。
They are very ungrateful.
就好像罗马书二十一节一章二十一节说。
Just as Romans 1:21 says.
因为他们虽然知道神，但却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
这节经文讲到一个不感恩的人。
And this verse speaks of a person who's ungrateful.
他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
So their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以刚才我们看到这十个长大麻风的人前来向耶稣基督医治他们。
So we see that these 10 lepers who came and were healed by Jesus.
十个人当中只有一个人会回来向耶稣基督感谢。
Out of 10, only one came back to give thanks to Jesus.
还是一个外族人啊，撒玛利亚。
And he'sbesides he's a Samaritan.
这里讲到除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀以神，就对他人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你了。
And so here has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner. Then he said to him, rise and go, your faith has made you well.
因为这个人把这个荣耀归给神。
Because this individual gave glory to God.
并且感谢他。
And he gave thanks to him.
所以耶稣对他说，你的信已经救了你。
So Jesus tells him, your faith has made you well.
一个感恩的人他不埋怨。
A thankful person does not complain.
他知道他所拥有的。
He knows that all that he has.
他知道他处在的环境是有神的安排。
All his circumstances are ordained by God.
那么有一个故事讲到有一位妇女有两个孩子。
There was a story about a woman who had two children.
因为很贫穷，所以她没有办法有一个温暖的房子或者衣服来给这个孩子取暖。
Because they were poor, so they could not afford a warm home or warm clothes.
那么冬天到来的时候
，and during winter，
那么寒风就吹进这个简陋的房子里面。
When the wind blew through this shack.
做母亲的就用一块木板把这个窗口遮盖起来。
The mother used the board to cover up the window.
但是这个寒风还是从这个裂缝里面吹进来。
But the wind still creeped through the cracks.
所以母亲感觉到有点抱怨。
So the mother began to have a complaining heart.
抱怨自己为什么这么贫穷。
She wondered why she was so poor.
但其中一个孩子就对自己的母亲说。
But one of the children spoke up to their mother.
他说妈妈，外头里面还有好些的孩子在街头里面。
He said, mother, there are still so many children out on the streets.
连挡住这个冷风的房子都没有。
They don't even have a board to cover up the cold.
那么虽然这个孩子感觉到自己活在这个贫穷的生活里面，
even though this child experienced the being living as a poor person，
但是他自己感觉到他比一些孩子来得更好，
but he felt that he was still better than others。
那么有读过这个叶伯记的人都能够体会到叶伯所经历的。
For those of you who have read the book of Job, you can understand, you know about what Job has gone through.
我们叶伯是一个非常富有的人。
Job was a very wealthy man.
我们圣经讲到他在一夜之间他的财富就消失掉。
And the Bible says within the night all his wealth vanished.
我们这两节经文记载叶伯当时的态度。
And these two verses record Job's attitude at the time.
说我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart.
赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
May the name of the Lord be praised.
在这一切事上，叶伯必不犯罪，也不以神为遗忘。
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
我们看到叶伯知道他所拥有的是来自耶和华。
We see that Job realized all that he owned came from God.
他说神赏赐，神收取。
He said the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away.
圣经讲到他没有妄凭神。
And the Bible says that he did not charge God with wrongdoing.
如果你认识这个 Johnny Erickson Tada 这个人，
if you know about Johnny Erickson Tada,
都会体会到他在过去这么多年来所经历的。
You'd realize that her past experiences in the many years.
有多少个人听过这个 Johnny Erickson Tada?
How many of you have heard of Johnny Erickson Tada?
这么少人。
Oh, it's only a few people.
轮椅上的画家。
She's an artist who's in the wheelchair.
Johnny Erickson 在十七岁的时候，在潜水的时候，他的这个脊椎骨受伤。
And Johnny was injured in a diving accident when she was 17 years old.
直到他全身瘫痪。
So she had total paralysis.
从今以后不能够再走路。
She was no longer able to walk.
也不能再游泳了。
She couldn't swim.
她必须坐在轮椅上。
She's confined to the wheelchair.
由别人来服侍她。
And served by others.
Johnny 当时所经历那种痛苦是很难形容的。
It's difficult to express the pain that she went through.
一个十七岁的女孩子。很活泼
a very lively 17-year-old girl.
突然间成为一个全身瘫痪的人。
Suddenly became paralyzed.
她埋怨神为什么将这个事情临到她的自己的身上。
She complained against God. Why did this have to happen to me?
这个是几十年前的事情。
This is many years ago.
Johnny 今天是一个中年的妇女。
Johnny now is a middle-aged woman.
神在这几十年里面大大的使用她。
In all these years, God has greatly used her.
直到千千万万的人，特别是那些残障的人，得到鼓励和提升。
So that many, many people are encouraged by her, especially those who are disabled.
如果你不认识 Johnny 的话，
if you don't know about her,
我鼓励你收听她的节目。
I encourage you to listen to her program on the radio.
你会感觉到 Johnny 这个人是一个非常感恩的人。
You'll realize Johnny is a very thankful person.
圣经教导我们不只要做个感恩的人。
The Bible teaches not only to be thankful people.
也要常常的感恩。
But to give thanks in all circumstances.
而且凡事感恩。
And always.
感恩不是一时的事情。
Giving thanks is not something that just happened once.
不止在感恩节一年度的感恩节来到神的面前向神感恩。
It's not only on Thanksgiving once a year that we come before God and give thanks.
而是圣经讲的常常感恩。
But as the Bible says, to give thanks always.
并且凡事感恩。
And in all circumstances.
事情如意的时候或者不如意的时候，圣经说要感恩。
When things are going well or when things are not going well, we need to give thanks.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节。
So in 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
而当保罗讲这句话的时候
，And when Paul spoke these words,
他不是处在一种一帆风顺的生活当中。
He wasn't living in a lap of luxury.
如果你看保罗的这个故事的时候
，If you look at Paul's story.
那保罗因为传福音的缘故受到很大的迫害。
Paul, because for the sake of the gospel, has been persecuted.
被敌人追赶。
He was chased by his enemies.
甚至关在监牢里面。
He was imprisoned.
保罗是在这种情况下讲了这句话。
And Paul spoke these words under these circumstances.
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里。向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们在想，为什么保罗有这种感恩的态度
？So let's reflect. Why does Paul have such a thankful attitude?
至少我们知道保罗在这里讲的。
We know at least Paul speaks of this here.
保罗说：“我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望。”
We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed; perplexed, but not in despair.
然后保罗又再继续的说下去。
And then Paul continues to say,
我们这自战自轻的苦处，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
我们看到保罗用两件事情来做个对比。
So we see that Paul uses two things as contrast.
一个就是暂时的。
One is temporary,
一个是永恒的
and the other is eternal.
所以保罗说，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So he says that what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
为什么保罗能够存着这个感恩的态度？
How is that Paul can maintain a thankful attitude?
因为保罗知道所看见的东西都是暂时的。
Because Paul knows that what he can see is only temporary.
那些看不见的东西才是永远的。
What he cannot see is eternal.
一个感恩的基督徒表现出怎样的一个生命？
How does a thankful Christian express his life?
我们圣经讲到，凡事要谢恩，因为这是神的旨意。
And so the Bible says that give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
当一个基督徒凡事谢恩的时候，他就行在神的旨意当中。
When a Christian gives thanks in all circumstances, then he is walking in God's will.
一个会感恩的人，一个会感恩的基督徒，表现出他是一个成熟的人。
A thankful Christian exemplifies a mature Christian.
灵命有深度的人。
A person who has depth in his spirituality.
就好像这个 Johnny Erickson Tada 一样。
Just as Johnny Erickson Tada.
他经过这个苦难和这个苦难的磨练和陶造的时候。
She underwent trials and suffering.
他成为一个感恩的人。
She became a thankful person.
他成为一个属灵有深度的人。
She became a mature Christian.
叶伯所经历的苦难不是普通人能够承受的。
What Job underwent is not something which average Christian could take.
如果你把整本叶伯记看完的话
，If you read through the whole book of Job,
你发觉到叶伯也曾经埋怨过神。
You realize that at some point Job was complaining against God.
但是苦难过后
But after all his suffering,
这是叶伯所讲的话。
This is what Job says.
我从前风闻有你，现在我亲眼看见你。
My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
叶伯讲这句话的时候，显示他对神的感恩。
When Job spoke these words, it represents that Job is giving thanks to God.
那么感恩是一个成熟基督徒的一个标志。
And giving thanks is a sign of a mature Christian.
那么第二个标志。
And the second sign.
也就是一个感恩的人为神带来美好的见证。
A thankful individual brings a beautiful testimony.
当一个基督徒存有这个感恩态度的时候，
When a Christian have a thankful attitude,
他的生命就影响到别人的生命。
His life influences others.
他使到别人经历到神。
He enables others to experience God.
在这个腓立比书第二章十四节到十五节这么说。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 14 and 15 it says.
请注意这句经文的一些字句。
Please note some of the words in here.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏。
Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure.
在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation.
你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky.
那么这两节经文，请让我们来注意两个词句。
So please notice two phrases here.
那么第一就是发怨言。
One is grumbling.
然后最后那边讲到这个明光照耀。
And then finally at the end, shine among them like stars in the sky.
你发觉到如果一个人经常发怨言的时候，
So if you notice that a person who grumbles a lot,
他不能够为神做美好的见证。
He cannot be a good witness for God.
因为这些经文讲得很清楚。
Because this passage speaks very clearly.
他说一个人经常发怨言起争论的时候，
It is a person who grumbles a lot or argues a lot.
他不能够明光照耀。
He cannot shine like stars in the sky.
所以一个感恩的人，
So a thankful person,
他的生命影响到别人的生命。
His life impacts others.
我已经曾经提过这个 Carol Wong 姐妹。
I have mentioned in the past about our sister Carol Wong.
Carol 是一个非常感恩的人。
She's a very thankful individual.
那么自从我五年前认识她之后，
Since I met her 5 years ago,
我看到她对神那种信靠。
I saw her trust in God.
我看到她如何爱神。
I saw how she loved God.
我看到她常常的向神感恩。
I saw how she often gave thanks to God.
因为我从来没有听过她讲一句抱怨的话。
I've never heard her complain.
每次我打电话或者去探访她的时候，
Every time I call her or went to visit her,
她总是心中充满了喜乐。
She always was filled with joy.
使我得到造就。
So that I was encouraged.
我心中也感到很快乐。
And I will be very happy when I leave.
反过来说。
But in contrast.
当你与一个喜欢抱怨的人在一起的时候，
If you're with someone who grumbles a lot,
你会感到很心里很烦啊。
You would feel oppressed.
我们华人有一句话说。
There is a saying,
近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
That you take on the color of whatever you're in.
换句话说，如果你跟一个好人在一起。
So in another word, if you hang around people who are good,
你会成为一个好人。
You'll be a good person.
如果你跟一个坏人在一起。
Or if you hang around people who are corrupt,
你会成为一个坏人。
You too will become evil.
总而言之。
So either way,
跟一个感恩的人在一起好过跟一个不会感恩的人在一起。
It's so much nicer to live with a person who's thankful than a person who doesn't give thanks.
一个感恩的人，一个感恩的基督徒表现出怎样的生命？
And what kind of life would a thankful Christian have?
首先，一个感恩的基督徒表现出他是一个成熟的人。
First, a thankful Christian represents that he is a mature Christian.
他的灵命是有深度的。
There is depth to his spirituality.
第二，一个感恩的人是一个能够为神做美好见证的人。
Secondly, a thankful person is an individual who could be a good testimony for God.
那么第三，一个感恩的基督徒是一个信靠神和顺服神的人。
Thirdly, a thankful Christian is one who trusts and obeys God.
感恩跟顺服神还有信靠神是有密切的关系的。
Thankfulness is closely tied to trusting and obeying God.
当一个人存有这个感恩的态度的时候，
When an individual is full of thankful attitude,
他会信靠神，他会顺服神。
He will trust God and he will obey God.
腓立比书第四章第六到第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
请注意第六节所说的。
Please note what verse 6 says.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们的所要的告诉神。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving.Present your requests to him, God.
这节经文讲到一个基督徒对神那种信靠。
Here it speaks of a Christian's trust in God.
当我们处在这个困境的时候。
When we are in the midst of difficulty.
圣经告诉我们，应当一无挂虑。
The Bible says, do not be anxious about anything.
表示我们信靠神。
It represents that we trust in God.
相信他能够保守我们的心怀意念。
We trust that He will protect our hearts and our minds.
当我们信靠神的时候，
When we trust in God.
当我们祈求神的时候，
When we pray to God.
我们圣经告诉我们应当一无挂虑。
The Bible tells us to be anxious about nothing.
而且要存着感恩的心。
But have a heart of thanksgiving.
所以圣经里面讲到我们要做一个感恩的人。
The Bible teaches us to be thankful people.
不只要做一个感恩的人。
Not only should we be thankful people.
圣经也叫我们要常常的感恩。
But it also teaches us to always give thanks.
凡事的感恩。
And give thanks in all circumstances.
不论是处在那种好的环境里面，或者不好的环境里面。
Whether we're in a good circumstance or a bad circumstance.
圣经教导我们要感恩。
The Bible teaches us to give thanks.
因为这是神在基督耶稣里面，耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Because this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以感恩是一个属灵的美德。
So, thanksgiving is a spiritual virtue.
一个感恩的基督徒是一个成熟的人。
A thankful Christian is a mature individual.
是一个属灵生命有深度的人。
It's someone who's has spiritual depth.
当他存有这个感恩的态度的时候，
And when he's full of thankfulness,
他为神带来美好的见证。
And he then would bring about a good testimony for God.
也表明他是一个信靠和顺服神的人。
It also represents that he's someone who trusts and obeys God.
你是否愿意成为一个感恩的人？
Do you like to be a thankful individual?
所以我们当在这个感恩节的时候，让我们来思想圣经所说的感恩。
So as we enter the time of Thanksgiving, let's reflect on what the Bible speaks of concerning Thanksgiving.
让我们愿意成为一个感恩的人。
Let us all be willing to become thankful people.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你教导我们做一个感恩的人。
Heavenly Father, please teach us to be thankful people.
因为你赐给我们的这么好的东西。
Because you have given us wonderful things.
你把耶稣基督赐给我们。
You have blessed us with Jesus Christ.
我们得到这个永生的生命
and that we have eternal life
永恒的盼望
eternal hope
求主帮助我们
please help us
做个感恩的人
to be thankful people
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
we pray this in Jesus' name
Amen